At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
Big college football weekend. We've been talking all about it on the show today. Really excited to have our next guest on from the Big Ten Network. Former Michigan tight end, Mackey Award winner, guy who grew up in Ohio but went to Michigan, Jake Butt, joining us now, literally at the dinner for the crew. He will be on the Big Ten Network broadcast of Wisconsin and Rutgers. What's for dinner over there?
We're at an Italian spot out here in New Jersey, so really that's the only way you could do it. You gotta eat Italian when you're in Jersey. And hey, I mean, that's how big this Oregon Ohio State game is, though, right, guys? We gotta break it down. I'm excited to dive into it with you.
I gotta ask you. All right, so you grew up in Ohio, right? And then you choose Michigan.
Yes.
Did you get grief for that?
Of course. Yeah. No, I grew up in Columbus. Actually, I grew up literally about 15 minutes from campus. And you know, my mom's one of 16. My dad's one of 8. I got a huge, huge family.
Wow.
Everyone was Buckeye fans. And you know what? Ohio State. The way it went though is the Buckeyes actually didn't offer me a scholarship. So, and Michigan really, really wanted me. So it was a slow, slow turning. It kind of happened slow, and then next thing you know, it happens all at once. And now I just bleed maize and blue. Of course, I got a little bit of grief, but, you know, my family's so big. I got an army behind me. They've all converted, and these past 3 years as Michigan fans have been real fun.
It makes it easier when you're a two-time All-American and you win the Mackey Award, and you can go,
yes.
Hey, they didn't offer me. You know, I had no choice.
That's right.
You made the right choice.
That's right.
What do you remember from those Michigan-Ohio State games? What are your memories?
I remember even being a fan in middle school, you know, the game in 2006, number one versus number two, and thinking that's the best football game I'd ever seen in my life, and how everyone wanted to see a rematch in the national championship. And, you know, I just growing up around that rivalry, it felt like the entire world stopped to watch it. And then getting the chance to play in it, it was almost like a psychedelic experience. I mean, seriously, that's the best way I can describe it, where all of your senses were turned up. The emotions were on a level that, you know, you didn't get anywhere else. The level of focus that I experienced in those games was so, so high. And, you know, unfortunately for me, the results didn't go great as a team. But what an honor to play in those games, you know, so many fun experiences. And the good thing is I knew a bunch of the Buckeyes. Like I played with some of their guys in high school and played against them. Some of them are my great friends to this day, but, what a fun, that's college football at its best. That Ohio State, Michigan, that's what we love about college football.
Big game at Autzen Stadium tomorrow, Ohio State, Oregon. Before I talk to you about just the Big Ten Network and the Big Ten in general, you mentioned, you had a tweet that, you know, you talked about the long road trip. So Ohio State traveling this weekend, Penn State, Washington traveling across multiple time zones, Minnesota traveling. Is it surprise you that has been a storyline or a factor, or did you see that coming?
No, it doesn't surprise me. And I think some of that might be cherry picking because, you know, besides USC, a lot of these, the favorites had won anyways.
Right.
You know what I mean? So the teams that we anticipated to win won. It just so happened that correlated with the long road trips. But, of course, you know, that's the home field advantage. That's why, you know, the odds makers consider the travel. What travels, though, is talent and experience and coaching. And, you know, in this industry, I get to talk to coaches and their staff. I ask them, hey, how do you win on the road? And what many of them say is the key is you got to control the line of scrimmage. You have to be able to run the ball to take the crowd out of it and settle your team into the game. You have to be able to stop the run. And the good thing for the Buckeyes, my goodness, that might be the best defensive line in college football. Michigan's got a great one themselves. And their offensive line much improved this year with two great running backs and a mobile quarterback. So on paper, the Buckeyes got the ability to do it.
What doesn't Oregon know, or what don't Oregon fans know about these kinds of games? Because you've been around them your whole life, big time Big Ten games. This is the first time Ohio State in this era has been out to Autzen Stadium, came years ago with Woody Hayes. What don't fans know?
I mean, I think they know a lot. I mean, the Washington games last year, like these fans of big time programs have experienced big time games. So there's a lot of parallels and a lot of similarities. I'd say what's unique about Ohio State is they're almost like an army. Their fan base is global. It's certainly across the country. And they're passionate. Like, their entire weekend and maybe for this game, maybe their entire fall and year depends on the success of their football team. So that travels with them as well.
We're talking to Jake Butt, former Michigan tight end, Big Ten Network. He'll be on the Wisconsin and Rutgers game this weekend. You got a chance to kind of break down the Washington-Michigan game. For Husky fans who are listening here in the Pacific Northwest, the show's syndicated. Give us an idea. What went right for Washington in that Michigan game?
So much. I mean, it was probably their cleanest game of the year. First off, I think Jed Fish put together one of the better staffs across the entire conference. I think he's a phenomenal coach himself. Obviously, getting Steve Belichick looks like it was a slam dunk hire. You have Brendan Carroll there to help with the offense. But what it hurt them is that team should be undefeated right now. That team, the Huskies, should be undefeated. They have beat themselves. Penalties were a big piece of that. They're 15th right now, average on the season, 15th in penalties per game, 15th in penalty yards per game. Well, against Michigan, they had two penalties for 20 yards. They made the necessary adjustments. You know, in comes Jack Tuttle. It looked like Michigan found some type of success. Steve Belichick and the Husky defense, they adjusted and shut him down. And then Will Rogers, my goodness, I've been kind of banging my fist on the desk to say, hey, guys, Will Rogers has to be in the conversation for best quarterback in the Big Ten Conference. That's the kind of year he's having. The marriage between an experienced Will Rogers transferring in from Mississippi State, who has seen every possible outcome of any defense you could present to him, with a brilliant offensive mind in Jed Fish, of course it's worked. And what they did really well in that game, too, is Michigan's defensive line, that's the strength of their team. Washington's offensive line, that's the weakness of their offense. Will Rogers got the ball out quick. He had an average time to throw from snap till when he let the ball go, 2.15 seconds. That is literally top 5% in college football. So they understood the moment. They understood the strengths and weaknesses, and then they executed, of course.
Ohio State will play Oregon. The team that wins that game, I think everyone's going to kind of pencil them into the playoff or pencil them into the conference championship game. Do you have an outlier in the Big Ten that you think has played really well, that could be a disruptor that, you know, isn't Ohio State or isn't Oregon, that you like maybe to get to the conference title game, or you wouldn't be surprised if they punched their way in?
Yeah, I mean, Penn State's always in that conversation. They got a big one versus USC this weekend. They have and they're making that long, long road trip. So that's going to be a fun one to watch. And then, you know, Indiana, the Hoosiers, they've been the story of the Big Ten right now. I mean, Kurt Cignetti, he comes over from JMU. He says, his first press conference, he's saying, all right, Purdue, we're coming for you, which is their rival. And then he pauses for a second. He says, you know what, we're coming for you too, Ohio State and Michigan. And people laughed. He didn't. He told us this is what he does. He said, I win, Google me. And look at them. They're off to an undefeated start. They're every offensive statistic, they're towards the top of the conference, point differential towards the top of the conference. Curtis Rourke, their quarterback, transfers in from Ohio University, the MAC school, the MAC conference. He has been probably statistically the best quarterback in the conference. So they've been doing it. They've been playing four-quarter team football. They know clearly who they want to be from an identity standpoint. The Hoosiers are extremely impressive. Now, the back half of their schedule, they play Washington, Ohio State, and Michigan. Much more challenging than the front half, but, man, that is a dangerous team that can make some noise.
toughest place to play in the Big Ten. You've been there.
Penn State. Penn State, for sure. Happy Valley, night game. I played in a couple whiteouts, triple overtime. Never got the chance to play, you know, at Oregon or Washington or the Rose Bowl, Coliseum, any of that. Did play Utah. I did play on the road at Utah, which was a fun environment. Really elevation, too. But Penn State's the toughest, for sure. Whiteout.
Jake Budd of the Big Ten Network is with us, former Michigan tight end and Mackey Award winner. I won't keep you much longer, but, you know, what does this game mean? With an expanded playoff, we know that you don't have to be undefeated to get to the playoff. You might be able to get in with two losses, or maybe some three-loss teams will get into this 12-team playoff from the SEC or the Big Ten. But give me an idea what you think this game for Ohio State and Oregon means. What are the stakes?
Oh, man, the stakes are you know, and okay, so a lot of people say in the expanded playoff, the 12-team playoff, like, hey, the regular season doesn't matter as much. Don't tell that to Alabama, who just lost to Vanderbilt, right? And don't tell that to Alabama or Georgia, who have had the game of the year the week prior, right? The regular season certainly matters. That's people are writing those articles that never played sports. What this means is we can just break this down in layers. And I love this matchup for this reason. Think about the head coaches, Ryan Day, Dan Lanning. They're looking at, when they look at each other, they're looking in the mirror. Both young coaches that have had a ton of success, that have unlimited resources and alignment from their schools and programs. And yet both coaches in recent years have fallen short in terms of beating their rivals. Oregon has lost to Washington. Ohio State can't beat Michigan. Both coaches have fallen short of winning conference titles. Both coaches have fallen short of national titles, which when you consider the resource commitment, should be the expectation. So what does this mean? This is going to be a marquee program key win for one of these coaches this weekend. And when you think about from a confidence standpoint for either school, Ohio State's look great. If Oregon can protect their home field, what that win can mean for their confidence. Oregon's been a little inconsistent to start the year. So this could be a statement win. And then for the Buckeyes and Ryan Day, this is a veteran roster of guys that could have played in the NFL. They decided to come back because they had bigger goals and felt like this year could be special. Ohio State is all in on this 2024 season. They are all in. So this is the big test right now to decide as a coaching staff and as a program and across the board what they want this season to be. And, man, they're really, really talented. So this will be the first time we get to see them really tested at a high level.
All right, Jake, go get that Italian dinner. I'm going to ask you what restaurant you're at, because when I need to make a trip out to Rutgers, I need to know where I need to go. But go get after it. Have a great broadcast. Again, he's on the Wisconsin-Rutgers game on the Big Ten Network tomorrow. Jake Butt, thank you, man.
Thanks. Anytime. Take care.
All right. There he goes. Off to dinner. Really good stuff. Look, we're getting to know some new people, aren't we, on this show? Where, you know, we have kind of branched out into Big Ten country. And so I reached out to the Big Ten Network and I was like, you know, who could we get on that could kind of capture the, you know, just the flavor of playing in different cities and talking about some of these other teams that we don't know anything about? Trent Bray and Oregon State heading to Nevada tomorrow. They will play, in fact, they're already there. They will play against Nevada. I think it's a big game for Oregon State, for Oregon State fans. Of course, for people who are tracking Oregon State season, there's games with Boise State and San Jose State and UNLV. Still some really dangerous Mountain West opponents, plus a game at Cal Berkeley later here in a couple weekends. You know, there's some games that Oregon State wants to leave itself some margin for. And again, the objective this year for Oregon is get to the playoff, rattle around a little bit. I don't think anybody with any rational person was saying they will win a national championship. But Oregon's got to sniff around the playoff a little bit and, you know, and stick a little bit and maybe get to the semifinal and show that, okay, then now there's some room to step forward. Now you know what it's like to get to the playoff and get into the Final Four. Now take another step forward, right, under this Dan Lanning era. For Oregon State, it was a very different objective this season. For Oregon State, it was simply about staying visible, particularly right now with the Pac-12 shopping its media rights. I'm told that they may have narrowed in, they may have hired the firm that they're going to go with to negotiate their media rights. That's all great, but you have to have something to sell. And Oregon State's double overtime win over Colorado State last Saturday was the most watched football game of the season on the CW. And that viewership peaked at 7 o'clock with 881,000 people watching on the CW. Now, that doesn't register nationally like with the games on Fox and ESPN. But I guarantee you that everybody who is looking at the Pac-12's media rights is going to look at, hey, the top three games this season on the CW, top three highest rated games, were all involving Washington State or Oregon State. That is a nice little selling point, and that is a nice point that maybe translates if ESPN or Fox or Apple or the CW or whoever's going to bid on your media rights, that equates to media dollars in the end. So it is encouraging to see that stuff. Those are positive markers. So Oregon State now going to Nevada, got to win that game. Got to win that Mountain West Conference game, because you're going to have games later in the year at Boise, at Cal, which doesn't look like a gimme, and UNLV that all look a little dicey. So keep an eye on this. Trent Bray and Oregon State, they need to play clean and physical against Nevada. What's on tap this weekend? Glad you asked. I'll tell you next.
At Kroger Pharmacy, Care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.